Hi there. Thank you for holding, Terry. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for New York. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply that reduced rate, being that you're looking to take the company full-time. You've got 20 years of experience. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good, thank you. Yours?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking, by the way. I appreciate that. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Terry, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up. Yeah. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And that's the real power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your business, but if they're in that 50 to 60 mile service area and they're going on Google, going on Bing on their smartphone or their computer, they're looking for custom furniture, cabinetry, woodworking, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, we'll make sure that your business and a website pop up where people can see it, pick up the phone, and call you directly. Now, obviously, you use Google, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And, of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but that is a good thing. Now, you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're looking for estimates or the cheapest guy. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have seen your website, even your Facebook page that we can attach to your website. So everything that you've got working for you right now will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger audience. Of course, most people use Google when they're looking for something. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be a flat rate. And that website, just like your Facebook page, can showcase your work, your services, before and after photos. So by the time someone starts dialing your phone number, it really is because they're hoping you're available to do the job they want to work with you. Now, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Super Pages, Apple Maps. I mean, there would be a paid Facebook ad campaign as well, so we could target very quickly anywhere in that 50, 60-mile radius, specific cities, big and small, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. That being said, you've kind of got the best of both worlds. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time. You're trying to take it full-time. I can reduce the cost of the service. It's real easy for us to promote your business as the guy who's been around for a while, the guy that you should trust, the guy you should call. You'd be looking at a flat rate of exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. That's with the Facebook ads and everything included. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would only ever be that exact amount. Again, it's on a month-to-month basis. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for the Splinter Shop?
That's really, right now, that's kind of steep for me. I mean,
right. Well, I mean, I did notice the Angie leads, and you know, obviously you either have to pay for the membership fee and then pay on top of that for the leads, or you pay up front for a certain amount of leads.
Yeah. You should have called me a week ago.
Right. Well,
yeah, I got a year subscription with them now, you know, my phone's ringing now already.
Well, that's good.
So it's good. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, you know, you're looking to take the business full time. You're wanting to get more work. Obviously, when you're on that first page of Google, especially with that Facebook page attached to a website that people can see, you'll get a lot more phone calls. Just about, it would be, in fact, the only thing that I'd have in my system for that 50, 60-mile radius that would be lower than that $299. It's officially a friends and family rate, but I might be able to get it applied here, especially since you're new to Angie's. I know my supervisor understands how expensive that service can be. If I can get the friends and family rate approved, it does drop the rate even from the already reduced $299 to $249. It would also waive the $99 setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. So it does save you almost $150 on top of the reduced rate. It is, I mean, you know, you can call it President's Day or what, but we were out of the office yesterday, so we are trying to, you know, fit a 5-day work week into 4 days here. I definitely think my supervisor would be willing to approve that reduced rate. It would be secured for you as long as you keep the service, so it would never go up. It's not going to be an introductory rate. If I could get that $249 approved with a website included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, would that be fair enough for us to get that going for you, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time?
Will this rate be only good for a year? Is it going to go up on me?
That's a good question. So if we get that rate approved, that would stay with you as long as you stay with us. Even if you use the service for years, even if our rate goes up at some point, you'd be kind of grandfathered into that reduced rate. And I'm hoping my supervisor would approve it for the $249. From Tara's note, she says you just started the Andrews a few days ago. Now, it is a well-made lead service. You'll definitely get leads. Like you said, your phone's already ringing, which is a good thing. But what I would tell you is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, or Angie's like you've got. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners do prefer to get calls directly to them. I don't think anyone really likes having to pay for a lead and be in a bidding war with their competitors that also pay for that lead. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the paying for the leads. I know you've got the annual membership fee, but the real expenses when you're paying $40, $60, $80, or even over $100 per lead, you'll probably be able to scale back, keep those leads paused more often, or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually do shut their lead-based service off altogether. I mean, Angie's is one of Google's biggest customers. They do spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google ads, but they always make that money back by capturing those leads, and they kind of flip them. You know, they sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. This would put the power of Google to work directly for you with that .com website, so people would be able to pick up the phone and call you on their own, kind of cut the middleman out of the equation there.
All right. Well, I really wish you could have called me a week ago.
Well, you know, we can only reach out when positions become available. As a Google Premier partner, our job is to fill positions when they become available. So we are calling through the area. Again, it's different than, you know, like the day that you sign up for Angie's, there's already a backlog of leads that have been sent to your competitors, and then you start getting those leads too. With this, we'd only work exclusively with your business. We're not the only Google Premier partner, so obviously you won't be the only company on that first page. But when you're on that first page with the website, I mean, you'll get calls. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll also be able to see all the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing. I mean, to be honest with you, we're not breaking even on this first or second, probably even the third month with the website included, especially if my supervisor approves that $249. We'd have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us. Just the time, resources, and direct cost involved with creating a website, getting you on that first page, the $249. If he approves it, it still would include the $100 of Facebook ads. That's a little different than Google and Bing. Obviously, with Google and Bing, people go on there doing an active search. They're trying to find a phone number to call. People on Facebook, maybe not looking necessarily for anything in particular, but if they've got a project in the back of their head and they see your listing, they see your ad, they see your website, you know, from there it works the same way. They can pick up the phone and call you. Facebook ads are really affordable, like 20, 22 cents per click. So with $100 of ad spend, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month from someone that might be needing your services. Another way to get more phone calls for you. Best part about it, I mean, is for the services you provide. I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable. I would think one job that wasn't going to find you anyway else, I mean, if you're getting that extra job or two a week even, I mean, one job would offset that $249 if my supervisor approves it. Keep in mind the website's included, the hosting, maintenance, even updating. So we can use photos that you already have as we send you more jobs. You can take more photos or even videos. We can add that to your website down the road. There would never be any additional cost for that. There's no additional cost for anything. So it's a lot easier to budget for than something like a lead-based service where it does vary week to week depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With this, big jobs are small. No matter how many jobs you get, it just bills once a month for that flat rate.
Gotcha.
Let me ask you this. I mean, my supervisor should be pretty quick to respond here. I did send a message a little earlier requesting that $249. I mean, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on here, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this a good number for your customers to call you? And it's also a good number for us to reach you as well regarding your account, right?
Yes, sir.
You've got a lot of photos on your Facebook page. Like I said, we can even have the Facebook logo and the link that on your website right to that Facebook page. So everything that you've already got working would work out for you. In fact, if you wanted us to, if you were wanting to keep that Angie's, we can have that link to your website as well. Oh, one second here. Got a chime. I hope it's from my boss. It is. Let me pull that up. It says, Paul, for this experienced business looking to go full-time, especially since he's using Angie's, I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate with a website included. So I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you do a friends and family rate, which I guess is probably true. I mean, you know, I try to keep it affordable, but I do know that even that $299 would have been below our operating cost. But I mean, I'm actually glad that my supervisor is approving that $249. I mean, like I said, we're investing in your success. We've got skin in the game already, and at $249, I mean, as long as you keep the service for a few months, it's going to make sense for us as well. We will, of course, continue to update and optimize your listing and keep those Facebook ads running too. Now, with that $249, that's the out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee. It is an exact amount. I mean, being that it's month-to-month with that tracking system and the website, I mean, is that something you would want to try for a month or so?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'll give it a whirl. Oh.
It's the Splinter Shop, right? That's how you want the company branded online. Now, the Angie's has a physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer and no one comes to you. So that 5757 State Route 38, is that your residence?
My shop and home.
Your shop and home, okay. Yep. It's listed on Angie's, but Google won't want to list it because, I mean, obviously they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You'll just be listed city and state and not even that zip code, certainly not that physical address. And then as far as that 50-60 mile radius goes, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We'll be able to target specific places that you really want to go. If there are places within that area that you don't want to go, then we won't run those ads there either. We definitely want you to get the right types of phone calls from the right people. And is it just residential, mm-hmm. or are you taking on any commercial work?
I can do some commercial work, sure.
Commercial, okay.
Yep, I do custom cabinets and custom furniture.
Nice. And
really, you know, people are welcome to come here and
okay.
you know, discuss their project with me or whatever. So
okay, I'll put that in the notes as well. And then go ahead.
I also, you know, I build stuff just to turn around and sell it too. I'll post it, you know, something.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
nice. A lot of photos. Really nice work. SplinterShopNY@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Most of the time, Terry, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. Your customers will call you directly. The website that we build will also have a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're hoping to have done, that type of thing. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And the number that we're speaking on, the 607-768-6690, that is like a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number. Perfect.
Yep.
And then Tara never did get your last name.
Ward, W-A-R-D.
W-A-R-D, Mr. Ward. Let's see. If you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. At this point, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we do the deep dive and go in depth about where you want to be found, all the different services you can provide, anything like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Looks like you do have that logo. I'm looking at that. I've looked at it before. I like it.
I drew that myself.
You did. You did. No
kidding. Yes, I did.
No, we'll definitely want to use that. Absolutely. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, Mr. Ward, because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that with my supervisor's permission, we've actually reduced that to the friends and family rate, that we'll be including a website for you, etc. A voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call for that first month, that flat rate of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
And on that particular card, Terry, is it your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's my name.
Your name. Is it Terry or Terrence Ward? Is there any middle initial on the card?
Nope. Terry J. Ward.
J. Okay. And that's T-E-R-R-Y? Terry J. Ward?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Ward, you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yep.
I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4306 5440.
Yes, sir.
0246.
Okay.
0640.
All right. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
895.
895. And the expiration month and year?
9/27.
So I've got 09 or September of 2027 for the expiration date. 895, 895 on the back of the card. The card itself was at 4306 5440-0246-0640.
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the 5757 State Route 38?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, in about a minute or so after I do the voice verification, you'll actually receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and the support email. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
All right. So that, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Mr. Ward, you can reach a client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that day or the following business day if it's after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all that information through our automated system about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. I am required to read it before I can process that payment. Now, I do have it pulled up and it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Terry, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
The Splinter Shop.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Terry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Terry Ward, owner and operator of the Splinter Shop.
Okay. And, Terry, as the owner and operator of the Splinter Shop, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, Mr. Ward, it says, "To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign." Of course, Terry, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Ward, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Perfect. Then it says, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement." Like I said, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for the Splinter Shop. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Terry, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Ward, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor actually allowing me to do the friends and family rate here, with it being month to month and the website included, This next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of February, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of just $249.00. Terry, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional directories and destinations, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And again, Terry, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. Or you can pause the service. You can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Mr. Ward, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Terry, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Ward, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Like I said, in about a minute or so, you'll receive the confirmation email with the client support information that I've just given you. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. On that invoice email, there will be a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 30 minutes or so. It looks like I might even be able to get you in here at 2 o'clock if you wanted something quick or soon. Let's see, there's at least one spot at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, so we could do anything up to 6 o'clock, but we'll do that 2 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. Little too quick for our automated system to send out that reminder email that gets sent out an hour prior, but I'll send you instead a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say local splash, CIENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, I did want to add a little bit of added security here on your account. It looks like, though, there might be like some security protection on the card, maybe because we're out of the area, but you might have to allow that $249 to be processed on our end. But as far as the security on your account, anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with the Splinter Shop, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still maybe going to ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Mr. Ward, which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet.
The pet? Okay, and what is the answer?
Yeah. Buck.
Buck? Okay, I have to type it in twice. It has to be in lowercase letters for some weird reason. Okay, but you're all set there. And then were you able to authorize that payment?
Oh, I didn't go in there and do that. I'm not entirely sure how to do that. I did not get a notification that
you did not get a notification
that the you know payment wouldn't go through, or somebody was trying to charge my card. That usually pops up.
You usually do
get
the let me see on my end.
Ask and then ask me at that point. Do you authorize the you know the legit deal here?
Right. It might be on my end, and I don't know why our system sometimes does this, but it didn't put a timestamp in there, and it won't process on our end if it doesn't know what day and time it is. Not sure why.
I just got the one from my bank. All valid.
So you did get the notification?
Yep.
Okay, I'm also putting in the timestamp. It's odd that sometimes it doesn't. It's supposed to auto-populate. And that $249 is definitely available?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll process that payment. And then I'll get you your confirmation number. Our system will automatically send out those emails once that payment is processed. Sometimes it takes a minute. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on our system here, but it's not able to process that payment on that particular card.
Well, there's plenty of funds in it. I got an email notification and a text message from my bank, and I put it through. So I
yeah, sometimes
can't
sometimes
tell you.
It just takes a minute or so. For it to allow the authorization. I'm going to send you that calendar invitation. Just in case we're not able to get that going before 2 o'clock, would this afternoon at, let's see, there's a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock this afternoon. Would either of those work out for that follow-up call with your technician?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Okay.
Yep.
We'll schedule it at 4. And then once you, once we do end up processing that payment on our end, you'll receive through our automated system both that confirmation email that I've already given you the client support information on. I think just about every email does have somewhere on there the support information. that phone number and that email address. You'll also receive the additional email, that first month's invoice, like I said, and emailed out to you separately. It'll make more sense when you see it, but it's going to ask you to click on a couple of boxes. One, that you authorize us to send you text messages or SMS messages for the computer. The other one saying that you are authorized to enter into the agreement, that you're the account holder. And then it's going to want you to type in Terry J. Ward. There's no period after the J. It is case sensitive, so the T, J, and W are capitalized. And then hit confirm signature. Like I said, it'll make sense when you see it, but that allows us to even get a head start on the account, make sure that we can do that initial MAPW audit to verify any information that's out there, to fix it if it's not consistent. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. At least I hope you will be in a minute or so. And then you'll get the follow-up call in that 4 o'clock hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, they'll have your file anyway, and they'll take really good care of you. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, getting that website out there, getting more eyes on your website and all the work that you do with your Facebook ad, Facebook page linked to it. And looking forward, of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mr. Ward. Really appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care. We'll be talking to you before the end of the day here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Yep.
Bye now.
Bye.